FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. National Braai Day is around the corner, so I'm delighted to be chatting to iconic chef Pete Gough Wood today. He's a judge on the Ultimate Braai Master, which kicks off to a new season next weekend. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Hey, Jen. Thanks very much.
We are delighted to be having you, and we're hoping that you're going to share some of your top braai tips with us.
Most definitely. Quite happily. We've just spent 5 weeks in the bush braaiing, so braaiing and all the lead up to next week to National Braai Day, so it's all about braaiing at the moment. My top tip when it comes to braaiing is an obscure one, but clean your braai grid properly.
Oh.
This business of burning them clean is absolute nonsense. One of the reasons is that the carbon buildup that cakes your grid, you know, by burning it on the fire, you're killing any kind of bacteria, but that buildup of carbon, it doesn't transfer heat very well. So your grid is not getting as hot as it should be. So if you like cooking fish on the braai, it's going to stick. So the secret to having nice grill marks and properly cooked food is a clean grid. And my top tip for that is to actually clean it while it's still warm. I use that clean green spray. So once I've braaied and the fire's gone, while it's still warm, I give a quick spray with the clean green, let it cool down, and then you just take a normal scour and a bit of hot water, and you cannot believe how much guns you'll get off your braai grid.
That is such a good practical tip, Pete. Good start.
Because there's nothing worse than when you go to braai, now you have to clean the braai and clean the grid before you start. There's nothing better than deciding it's time to braai, opening up the braai, and it's ready to make fire, ready to go. So it's a little bit of braai discipline more than anything else.
Well, that's good. And talking about ready to go, the produce that you're going to put on the braai, what do you do to it before you get ready, and what do you choose to braai?
Well, anything that I can cook on flames, I'm a big fan of. But I think the other tip is seasoning. So if you're going to put salt and pepper on anything, you need to do it before it goes on the fire. One of the reasons for this is that what you want is that salt to cook on to the... And that's the same whether you're doing it on fish, whether you're doing it on chicken, whether you're doing it on meat, whatever it is you're doing on. By seasoning before it makes contact with the grid, you guarantee that that salt cooks onto the outside of the meat. And therefore you get that lovely umami seasoning on it. You never get the same thing if you put the salt on afterwards.
Makes sense, yes.
Yep.
And personally, what is your favorite protein to braai?
I'm a big chicken fan. I think of nothing better than a spatchcock chicken on the fire. It's on there long enough to get really nice and smoky and crispy, and then just still remaining nice and succulent. That's one of my favorite things to braai, is chicken.
And what would you serve with it?
Just salads, really. I'm trying to stay off the carbs myself at the moment. A nice green salad with some blue cheese, some avocado, and some walnuts is usually a favorite of mine, with some little bits of chopped bacon through that. That's often an accompaniment. Or I like to, if I'm going to grill some vegetables, I quite like grilling cauliflower. Cauliflower caramelizes really, really nicely on the fire. And you could just do a simple herb dressing, or something like a chimichurri, which is, you know, some chopped herbs, mainly parsley, coriander, a bit of mint, a little bit of dried chili flakes and some olive oil and a hint of either lemon juice or white wine vinegar. That on toasted cauliflower is a treat.
Oh, sounds delicious. Sounds great. And Pete, when you're not judging and out in the bush for 5 weeks, what are you up to?
That's a good question. A lot of the stuff I'm doing at the moment is virtual cooking.
Oh.
A lot of corporates are finding that they still can't get the numbers and transport everyone to conferences. And so they're doing a lot of stuff online, and they're looking for interesting ways to entertain their conference delegates. So what we've been doing is, sending meal boxes to delegates, and then they all get together at 6 o'clock in the evening and we all cook together. So that's becoming quite a popular way of doing things.
That sounds fun, because I'm trying to visualize what a virtual braai would look like.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually doing one this afternoon, the first time we've actually braaied. Normally, I'm in my own kitchen with pots and pans, And we're actually doing one outside round the Briar for the first time this afternoon, so I'll let you know how it turns out.
You'll have to do that. It sounds quite exciting. And Pete, when you're out at the Briar, because we know for South Africans, Braai is actually part of our DNA, but what yes. music do you pair with your food?
Sure. That I have quite an eclectic mix of music, but I'm quite fond of blues. So given the chance to control the playlist, I like a lot of blues. People like Joe Bonamassa, Beth Hart, that kind of quite that sort of soulful music. That for me is great Braai music.
It sounds really good to me. So thank you. And thank you for the inspiration. Cannot wait to hear all about your back in the Briar.
Fantastic. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. For mouthwatering recipes and more about Briaring, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking and most importantly, happy Briaring.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.